keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Rogers Park. For over 30 years, the Kovler Center has helped those coming to Chicago that escape politically sanctioned torture in their home country. Former executive director Mary Lynn Everson explains what that means.
People who have either been engaging in some kind of activity that was offensive to the government, or they are simply a bystander where the government, the military, paramilitary wants to send a message to a community to silence that community.
A variety of services is offered to almost 400 people a year to start over and seek asylum.
We'll provide a thorough assessment and evaluation, and most often the person will engage in medical, mental health, social services, and we will provide access to legal services.
But unlike other immigrants to this country, Everson says those accessing the Kovler Center didn't choose to come to the U.S.
They don't want to leave their country, but they have to because their life is in danger, and the repeat of torture is at great risk. So they're not leaving because they want to. They're leaving because they have to. And the impact of torture is just absolutely devastating.
The staff at the center is small, and they rely on all types of volunteers to provide services to their clients, from mental health professionals to interpreters. For more information on the center, you can go to their website at heartlandalliance.org/Kovler. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.